The fight over the future of Obamacare is underway on Capitol Hill, with Massachusetts officials paying close attention due to the possible consequences here for Massachusetts health care. Governor Baker has said no matter what happens to Obamacare, Massachusetts residents will have access to health care coverage. But exactly what it might look like seems unknown, as we learned when we spoke to the director of the Massachusetts Health Connector, Luis Gutierrez.
I think there is so much unknown about what will actually happen at the federal level that I don't want to be in the business of speculating of the nature or degree of change. Certainly in Massachusetts, we have a decade-long commitment to providing broad and affordable access to coverage, and I don't see any change in that local commitment.
The enrollment deadline to sign up is at the end of this month. Can you assure people who sign up for coverage here in Massachusetts that they'll have it for the year no matter what happens on Capitol Hill?
I think so much is unknown that I can't even speak to the future. But every day of really good coverage is a day of really good coverage.
But what you didn't say was, I just want to reiterate, that you can't guarantee that it'll be here all year, depending on what might happen up on Capitol Hill.
Only because I don't think any of us really know, and I really don't want to be in the business of speculating or making commitments about things I can't personally control.
What are you hearing from insurance companies? In some states outside of Massachusetts, insurers are saying they might stop covering individuals if Obamacare is repealed. What are you hearing from Massachusetts insurers?
Relatively little, to be candid. I think people have been in this business for a while and are looking to make the best of whatever comes.
There's a new coalition of health insurers, of major employers, hospitals, providers, and patient advocacy groups that's come together to try and preserve health coverage in Massachusetts in case Obamacare is repealed. One of their big concerns is federal money at risk. What's your concern along those lines?
This administration has worked really hard to reestablish public confidence in some of the basics of the original health reform effort, a competitive marketplace for commercial insurance for uncovered individuals and for small business. And so we're planning to be in that business for a long time to come. Clearly, money makes a difference. But again, until we know the direct shape of what the federal changes are going to be, I can't predict.
I understand that, but there is some talk in Washington that federal money to the states to help the states pay for their own health care coverage plans might be reduced. Would that have a big impact here? I imagine so, wouldn't it?
You know, in Massachusetts, we have a great health industry, a competitive payer environment, a great business community, academic and community participation and commitment. So we have a lot to work with in terms of trying to develop changes depending on what happens at the federal level. But I think everyone recognizes there's a lot at stake.
Forgive me, but it doesn't sound as if you're saying that since we don't know what the repeal of Obamacare is actually going to look like and what a possible replacement might look like under the GOP Congress and President Trump, it doesn't sound like you're saying that Massachusetts can absolutely guarantee that our state health care plan will continue and that our efforts to deliver people universal health care coverage in Massachusetts will continue.
Over the decade of Massachusetts health care reform, we've stayed consistent with the goal of universal coverage, even as the shape of subsidies and other elements of statute and regulation have shifted dramatically. And so while there are no doubt going to be changes, and I don't think anyone really knows ultimately what those changes are at this time, we're going to stick to our commitments of making the very best of all available statutory and financial resources because we have a community that really cares about universal coverage.
But can you even say 100% that there will still be a state requirement to have health insurance once Obamacare is scrapped?
That exists now in state law. There is an individual mandate that currently exists in state law, and I would anticipate that continuing.
Luis Gutierrez, Executive Director of the Massachusetts Health Connector, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Bob.